Oh, Hinge. Oh, God. Right. So, welcome to the start of what I'm calling the Hinge series. So, these are some old blog posts that I've written about Hinge. This is the first one, and it was about my first 2 weeks observation of the app. You'll see it's quite a short blog, and it's just sort of what I was thinking at the time. Honestly, I'm on and off that thing more times than Deirdre in the 90s is on and off an Atkins diet. Like, I'm currently off it at the moment. Just swiped the whole thing about a month ago. I might get back on it again one day, but to be honest, it's not my vibe. It's not for me. Blah. Anyway, I will let you listen. Just reminder: subscribe, review if you like the if you like this podcast, and also check out my quack map. And if you're going to a country that's not pink, make sure you visit the website and make it pink. I think that's it. Here it is: Hinge, my 2 weeks observation. I was reluctant to go on to any dating app. There is something cold and manufactured about the whole thing. I have watched too many scenes in great movies where people meet in these lovely random moments that could only be put down to fate. With an app, I just feel like all of that is eliminated. However, my friend Archie was very insistent that I'd give it a try. You need to widen your pool. You can't wait for the right man to walk into Society Cafe at the exact moment you are there, he advised. And he had a point. I guess this wasn't the movies after all. So I went on Hinge. I portrayed myself in 5 of my best photos. One showed my face, one showed I had friends, one showed I travelled, one showed my whole body. No. Not like that. And one silly one so that they know I have a personality, I guess. I then had to put 3 prompts in to give the man a clue as to who I am, or who I want them to think I am. So these were my initial prompts as a beginner hinger. Guess the movie. There's a snake in my boot. I want someone who can open jar lids. My ideal man is someone who drives a Ferrari or can do an impression of Kermit the Frog. Either will do. This prompt, I realised, was a bit of a mistake because all I got was wannabe Ferrari drivers and men who can do Kermit the Frog impressions, and neither were that appealing. Now the trick is to not overthink it, said Archie. So I've been on the app for 2 weeks now, and these are my observations. Founders. Most men on this thing seem to be a founder. What they have founded remains a mystery. And so I can only assume that they have founded a branded t-shirt that nobody really wears, or founded an e-commerce site from the basement of their parents' house. Dogs. Every man in their 30s seems to have a dog and is using the dog as bait to attract women. Sure, it works to a point. Like if there was identical twins and one owned a basset hound, I know which one I'd pick. Saying that, there are also many questions that arise with man and dog. Firstly, will we have to finish our date early to go home for the dog? Do you shut the dog outside of the bedroom? Or does it simply watch? If I stand on the dog's tail by accident, will that cause a row? Are you just looking for a dog sitter, not a girlfriend, so you can go and play golf? Golf. Speaking of which, if there is a photo of him playing golf, then it's a big X. There is nothing wrong with golf or golfers, but who has a 5-hour hobby? And it's one of those sports that sadly they can't get too old for. This means that for the rest of our lives together, he'll be hitting that damn white ball around a clipped lawn. My granddad is 90 with dementia and still turns up for golf. Enough said. Skiing. Skiing is also an instant X. Now, I don't mind that they ski. It's not unattractive. Plus, having a week to myself every year as they go up and down a mountain is very appealing. The issue will arise, however, when he will convince me that we should go skiing together. Men like to fix things, and a non-skiing partner is something they can conquer. He'll start off gaslighting me into thinking that it's easy. And then a few moments later, I'll be hurtling down a mountain on two plastic sticks whilst he's screaming behind, "Snowplow Mary! Snowplow! Snowplow Mary!" And as I head towards that tree, I'm thinking I should have pressed X. Sunsets. Another thing that really bugs me on this app is when a man tries to sound romantic. I can't tell you how many men say they're looking for someone who likes a sunset. There is not one person on this planet who turns away in disgust at a sunset. They get an X for being lazy. Then I came across Stephen. Stephen claimed that his ideal Sunday would be to have a nice walk, eat a roast, watch F1, and have fresh bedding to sleep in. "Fresh bedding?" I yelled at my phone screen. "And whilst you are watching the F1, Stephen, how do you suppose this fresh bedding is going to happen?" I stabbed the X and threw down my phone, and it was at that point I feared that, perhaps, I'm overthinking this. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. Remember to subscribe on the blog and you'll get a little quack alert when I post on a Wednesday. But remember also, I'm recording, this is an old blog, and I'm recording those every Monday, new blogs every Wednesday. I think that's it. Thank you so much.